From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Police in Curaçao carry out an early morning raid on several politicians' homes in search of evidence of fraud. Late testing and the high cost of HIV treatment are blamed for the rise in deaths among 30-something Jamaicans. And a US congressman says the region risks being used by terrorist networks in search of infiltrating Caribbean drug culture. I'm Carol Orr and this is BBC Caribbean Report. The Public Prosecutor's Office in Curaçao today conducted a surprise raid on the homes of party members from the Frente Obrero party, the one which won the most seats during the federal government elections held in January. The raid shocked the entire Netherlands Antilles, and there are fears that the action may hamper the ongoing efforts to form the next central government. More in this report by Neil Nunes.
Antillians are still baffled this evening at the raids carried out into the homes of 15 party members from the Frente Obrero Labour Party. Party leader Anthony Gaudet, expected to be the next Prime Minister of the Netherlands Antilles, was the first to experience the rude awakening at 6 this morning when a contingent of the police force greeted him with search warrants. Several bank statements, two computers and a cell phone were confiscated from Mr. Gaudet's home. Similar items were confiscated from two other influential members of the party, Nelson Bonte, and former Traffic and Telecommunications Minister,